This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of minorities. Addressing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has consistently and strongly raised with the Bangladesh government the threats and targeted attacks on Hindus and other minorities. He said India's position on the matter is clear, that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. Replying to a question on U.S. prosecutors charging an Indian businessman of bribery, the spokesperson said this is a legal matter involving private firms and individuals and the U.S. Department of Justice. He pointed out that there are established procedures and legal avenues in such cases. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this afternoon. The three-day conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The conference focuses on key aspects of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws, narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the conference from tomorrow. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra are among the key dignitaries attending the conference. Disruptions marred the proceedings in both Houses of Parliament on the fourth consecutive day today. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day following opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after the first adjournment at noon, opposition members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well, raising slogans. Rejecting the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members, the presiding officer urged them to play a constructive role. The opposition members, however, did not relent, and the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. When the House assembled in the morning, opposition MPs began sloganeering. Despite Speaker Om Birla's appeals to allow the question hour to proceed smoothly, the ruckus continued, leading to adjournment till noon. In the Rajya Sabha also, similar scenes prevailed, due to which the House was adjourned till Monday. At least 9 people were killed in an accident at Sadak Arjuni in Gondia district, Maharashtra, this afternoon. The state transport bus travelling from Bhandara to Gondia lost control near Bindravantola village and overturned. 9 people died on the spot, while around 30 others were injured and taken to Gondia district hospital. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has expressed condolences and directed district officials to assist the injured. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced 10 lakh rupees assistance to the families of those killed in the accident. He also instructed the best treatment for the injured. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh highlighted the contribution made by former President and Bharat Ratna Dr. Rajendra Prasad in the development of the country. He mentioned the hurdles Mr. Prasad faced throughout his journey for the welfare of the society. The Deputy Chairman was addressing the Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture in New Delhi, organized by Akashvani today. Defence Ministries of India and the UK signed a Statement of Intent, SOI, on cooperation on design and development of electric propulsion systems for the Indian Navy in Portsmouth yesterday. The signing was part of the third joint working group meeting of Electric Propulsion Capability Partnership, symbolising the commitment to promoting indigenous development of niche technologies. In the Syed Modi International Badminton Championship at Lucknow, ace Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles semi-final. She defeated Chinese player Dai Wang 21-15, 21-17 in the quarter-final this afternoon. In the men's singles, Lakshya Sen also entered the semi-finals, beating compatriot Mehrabah Luwang Maisnam 21-8, 21-19. In mixed doubles quarter-finals, the Indian pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasta defeated the Malaysian duo as well. And that is the end of this news bulletin.